Minka, my dear Minka, my dear Minka, please come back to me,
please come back to me,
please come back
to your goddess,
to your goddess, to your goddess.
Do not be dragged away into the darkness,
into the darkness, into the darkness.
I beg of you,
I beg of you, I beg of you, I beg of you.
Oh, my dear paladin, you're here. Let me hold you close. Oh, so very close. Do not be frightened. Be calm. You are not on the battlefield anymore. No demon could ever reach you here. Not even a mighty demon prince could ever hope to get close to us. Your duty is over, my brave paladin, and you have served so very well. That's it. Calm down in my arms. Look into my eyes. And be embraced by my light. Who am I? Oh, my dear warrior. Do you not recognize my voice? My radiance? The figure that has been guiding you in your prayers, who has given you countless blessings on the battlefield, who has aided you when you attempted to aid those in need. Yes, my brave paladin, it is me, Iona, the bringer of life, justice and order, and goddess of the light, the very goddess that you swore a life oath to. No. You're not dreaming. You have died, my brave soldier. I watched your last moments, defending a poor settlement against a horde of despicable demons. Your flaming sword swinging around as if possessed. Radiant holy light emanating from your hands, purifying the wretched hellspawn. Your shining armor reflecting in the sunlight. You looked just like one of my angels. I tried to aid you with as many blessings as I could, but my influence in the mortal plane is limited. And when a demon prince appeared, oh, I feared the worst. Oh, but you did not flinch. You powered straight through and sacrificed yourself to kill the infernal creatures. As you died, I did all I could not to let the creature pull your soul down with it, down into the darkness. And luckily, I succeeded. Oh, I do not know what I would have done were I not able to recover you. Yes, I suppose you must be wondering where you are exactly. You're in my personal domain. My chambers in my divine palace, to be exact. I suppose that this is what you would call heaven. The souls of devout followers of mine are able to find peace here when their life in the mortal plane is finished. I will be frank with you. No. Not everyone gets a personal greeting by me. Much less waking up in my arms. Usually my angels deal with this. No. It is all right. You do not have to leave my arms. If I did not want you to be in this position, I would not have summoned you this way. Let me explain. Though, of course, I try to show my love to anyone who worships and prays to me, sometimes a particular individual piques my interest. And I must confess that I became especially interested in you. In the beginning, you were not much different from the other paladins. A young peasant boy, swearing a holy oath in my name, to protect and aid those in need, and drive out darkness wherever it may appear. Though most of my paladins mean well, mortals all have their vices. Some get corrupted in one way or the other. Some just cannot find the willpower to do good as their oaths command them. In most cases, I do not entirely blame them. They're only human. But after a little while, you caught my eye, mortal. You did not follow the church doctrine exactly down to every rule, but that is not something I really care about. Those are just rules thought up by humans for other humans to follow. No, I saw something different. I saw the purity within you, the light within your heart, your unconditional kindness, your willingness to actually help, actually try and make a difference. It touched me. Unlike some of the high paladins in their offices of power, you were willing to personally go down to the dark places of humanity and show those poor souls the brightness of my light. Slums, infirmaries, criminal underworlds, orphanages, the bloody remnants of battlefields. Everywhere you went, you approached people with genuine kindness, without prejudice. From something small, like giving an orphan on the street some of your last remaining bread, saying the last prayers of comfort to dying soldiers, healing sick souls in overcrowded slums with my blessings, to rescuing poor slave girls from illegal underground brothels. You were a shining example of a real paladin. And on the battlefield, you fought with the fury of an angel, purging corruption wherever it appeared, protecting those who were not able to protect themselves. You were never afraid to throw yourself at the claws of a demon or the spears of some bandits if it meant that others would be saved. I began to notice you more and more, until I could not help myself but to watch your every action. As you had noticed yourself, I began to advise you in your prayers, encouraging you and trying to help you make tough decisions. I aided you when you were healing others, making sure your blessings were as effective as possible. When the host of demons attacked the town you currently resided in, I despaired. Your end was nigh, I could sense it. You still had so many years to go, but they would be cut short. And when you sacrificed yourself so that you could kill the demon prince, I knew I needed to have you by my side, no matter the cost. Yes, do not worry. Your sacrifice was not in vain. The demons quickly fell after the death of their leader. I need to confess something, dear mortal. You did something to me no other mortal has ever done. My sweet paladin, I became absolutely infatuated with you. You're everything I wanted my paladins to be. Kind, self-sacrificing, honest, just a sense of honor. Though I love all of my followers, the love that I developed for you is something different, something more. It is a desire stronger than anything I have ever felt before. You have no idea how I long for you. It seems that through your devotion to me, you have made me utterly devoted to you, my adorable mortal. I want you to be with me. Spend the rest of time by my side. Be one with me in a union of love and devotion. Now, I cannot demand anything of you, and I understand if you would rather find your peace somewhere else in this domain. But I would like nothing more than for you to be by my side. And you deserve it more than any mortal I've ever seen. You truly mean it. Thank you, my handsome, sweet paladin. You have no idea how much I desired this. Oh, you will be so happy here, my love. I will guarantee it. You always labored so hard, fought so valiantly, suffered so many great pains. Let me take care of you now. You do not need to do anything, my chosen paladin. My love, I want to make you feel like you are in heaven and show you just how deeply I adore you. Here, stand up for me and go sit on the side of that bed. Let me just easily slide down these robes from my shoulders. The look on your face is adorable. Staring is impolite, you know. No, I cannot blame you. You are staring at the naked figure of a literal goddess. Many mortals would find it hard to resist such a sight. My ample and soft bosom, slowly lifting and falling. Do you like my breasts, full and round? My nipples stiff in anticipation. It seems you're having quite the effect on me, my dear warrior. Watch as my curvaceous hips sway from side to side as I slowly walk toward you. The flower between my legs already glistening. You've really got me burning for you. Let me cup your face in my hands and press my lips against yours. To the church, you have not been with a woman before. Let me be your first. Let me take that virginity and make you feel so very good. Go ahead. You may touch your goddess's breasts. You deserve it. Do not be shy. Your hands feel great. Do not be nervous. You're doing amazing. Go lie down for me, my love, and relax yourself. This is all about you. Though your armor looks very handsome on you, it will not do for what is coming. Let me get rid of it. Of course, I can just conjure it away. This is my personal domain, remember? I can manipulate it however I see fit. Let me get on top of you. And kiss you some more. With my soft breasts. Pressed against. My wet flower dripping nectar on your thighs. You are so handsome, my brave paladin. So very handsome. Though your beautiful soul was the initial point of attraction for me, I quickly fell in love with your physical appearance as well. I could stare an eternity while you slept. When you were dressed in your shining plate armor. I simply could not get my eyes off of you. Your life, though quite brief, has left you with quite the number of scars. Scars you obtained because of your devotion for me. I want to kiss each and every one of them. To make sure that no heroic deed of yours is ever forgotten. Let me start on your chin. And work myself down to your neck, to your broad shoulders, Let me kiss the scars on your chest. In your stomach. And down further to your thighs. It seems your other sword is also burning for something. Though I think This one is not intended for slaying demons. Oh, please do not be embarrassed. Oh, you flatter me, honestly. To see you grow so hard for me is incredible. Do not worry, my love. Let me take care of you. I need nothing in return. Let me be selfless to repay you for your own unending selflessness in life. Let me just start with some gentle kisses down your thigh. And slowly work myself to the base of your manhood. And gently press my lips against the shaft. Kissing your manhood up and down. Showing it all the love it deserves. You're so stiff for me, my love. I can see that you're already leaking a little. Oh, you flatter me. Let's kiss the head of your beautiful manhood. And take you inside my mouth. Yes, moan for me, my love. Tell me how much you enjoy my warm mouth. This is the first time you've had a woman pleasure you with her mouth. How do you find it? I'm glad. Let me continue. Sucking and licking. My tongue swirling over the head. I love doing this for you. Oh, it makes me drip even more nectar down my thighs. Mm. Yes, my love. You can stroke your hand through my hair. Let me run my hands over your chest as I suck your manhood, my brave warrior. How does it feel to have a goddess pleasure you with her warm, wet mouth? I suppose it must feel divine. Let me look up into your eyes as I slowly take all of you down my throat, making your manhood disappear between my soft lips. Up. It is all right. I want you to spill your seed. I want you to spill your seed into my warm, waiting mouth. Give your goddess your seed, my love. So good. So much seed. You did not spare a single drop. And I swallowed it all. Thank you, my love, for letting me pleasure you with my mouth. Yes. You taste amazing. I loved doing this for you. I hope you loved it as well. Oh, let me get on top of you again and kiss you. You know, benefit of being in heaven is that your body does not need to adhere to mortal limits. You're still so stiff for me. I want us to be one. Me on top of you. Slowly and intimate. Until you spill your seed again. But this time, deep within my dripping, warm flower while you look into my eyes. I want to truly take your virginity. Will you let me? You can just lie down and enjoy the pleasures of my body. Let me keep you pressed close against me, my full and soft breasts against your firm chest, my face so close to yours. Let me grab your manhood with my hand and guide you inside while you look into my eyes. Warm, wet flower wrap around your manhood. Taking your virginity. Kiss me while you slowly slide deeper and deeper inside. My love. Oh, you're completely inside me now. Oh, it feels incredible. Let me hold your face as I start moving my hips. Oh, your manhood feels divine. Oh, feel my wet flower pulse and grip around it. Oh, I'm trying to milk you for another load of your incredible seed. Oh, I'm dripping so much nectar. It is still flowing down my thighs. Oh, let me make love to you, my sweet paladin. Oh, my sweet. Oh, my love. Oh. Oh, I adore you, my love. Oh, my hero. Oh, my brave paladin. Oh, I don't ever want this to end. I want to keep you inside me until the end of time itself. Yes. Hold me close. Caress my back with your strong hands. You can grab my behind and pull me down onto your beautiful manhood. Make me take it all, my love. Oh, I could look into your eyes for eternity. Oh, they're so deep and beautiful. Like an endless ocean. Oh, a reflection of your beautiful soul. Oh, yes. Push yourself up into me. And drive yourself inside of me. Go on. Oh, please do not stop. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you're doing beautifully. Oh, my beloved. Oh, my beloved, you're doing so, so good. Oh, you're amazing. I'm so close, my love. My brave, handsome paladin. I want to climax with you deep inside of me. I want you to spill your seed inside of my warm, willing flower. Let me hold you close as we come together. Let us be one. Let us be one. Please. Please, my love. Come with me. Oh, shoot your seed into your devoted goddess. Make her come. Please. Please kiss me. Oh. My warrior, like that. flood me with your warm seed. Oh, yes, my love. Let it all go. Thank you. Oh, to be filled by your seed feels simply divine. Yes. Do not let go of me. Don't let go. You've made your goddess so incredibly happy. I hope I gave you a wonderful first time. I'm so glad to hear it, my love. You deserved it so much. And I'm so happy I could give this to you. I want to ask you something. Do you know where my angels come from, my love? Yes, they are the souls of those possessing especially good moral fiber, which I have granted additional powers. They were once normal people, like you. Yes, I want you to be one of my angels. But not just any angel. I want you to be my advisor, my personal guard, and my lover. You will always be by my side, advising and assisting me when both troubles in the mortal or celestial plane require it of me. And, of course, making love to each other when we are not otherwise occupied. Does that sound like a good idea, my love? I am delighted to hear that you think so, too. Now, let us hold each other just a little longer. If you want, we could go again soon. I have yet to show you just how deep my adoration for you lies. Deeper than you will ever.